Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 18th, 1951, with the West Indies cricket test series against Australia in full swing, a new programme was introduced on the island's lone radio station, Rediffusion. Cricket fans had been able to see photos in the Barbados Advocate of the battles down under between the Australian Ray Lindwall and the famous three Ws, Everton Weeks, Frank Worrell and Clyde Walcott. But now there would be a regular radio programme each Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. discussing the fortunes of the West Indies cricket team in Australia. It should be noted that Rediffusion was a wired radio service. As late as 1953, it had less than 7,000 subscribers island-wide. No doubt, the new cricket programme was a great attraction for cricket lovers in Barbados, who would have gathered in groups around sets in their neighbourhood, perhaps in someone's home or in the local rum shop, to listen to the discussions on the test matches and to debate the issues. The moderator of the new programme, which was sponsored by Gillette Industries London, makers of Gillette razor blades, was Mr. Ernest Eitel. Eitel's first interview on the show, on the evening of November 18, 1951, was with the Barbadian Roy Marshall, who had made his test debut for the West Indies against Australia at the Gabba less than 2 weeks earlier. Incidentally, Ernest Eitel was not only the first black cricket correspondent on Barbadian radio, but also for the BBC. He later wrote a biography of Frank Worrell, the first black captain of the West Indies, which was published in 1963. In Barbados today, we are used to live cricket and sports coverage from all over the world, and to the many discussion programmes on sport on TV and radio. But the Rediffusion discussion programme on cricket, begun on this day in 1951, was the first time this type of programme was broadcast in Barbados. Next time you listen to programmes such as Mason and Guest and Line and Length on local radio, you may wish to pause to remember how it all began.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.